Radio.
This week we're in Wyvil Iscombe. Today we are going behind the scenes of a community radio station, 10 Radio to be precise, and it's there that I met up with Barry Summers.
Now this is very interesting. I am in the corner of a car park of a school, and there is a portable building which has got the words 10 Radio written on it. And Barry, I'm guessing this is 10 Radio then.
Hello Simon, yes it is. Welcome to 10 Radio.
Now are you part of the school because you are part of the school?
No, we're here because they very kindly let us have this building rent-free, which excellent. Is excellent, isn't it?
So we're squatting, basically.
We are, absolutely, yeah. We've been here 3 years, and we were in Wyvil Iscombe Town Centre before, in a private building that we rented, but the studio was upstairs, and it was difficult to get wheelchairs in. So obviously for a community project, now we can get wheelchair access. So we are open to everybody.
Fantastic. And just explain to me who 10 Radio is aimed at.
What, listener-wise or participating-wise?
Well, both. Let's start with the listeners.
OK, well, it's for anyone in the 10 parishes. Now, you're not going to ask me to name them all, are you, in alphabetical order? But it's the likes of Ashbrittle, Battleton, Milverton, Chipsterville, Wyvil Iscombe, obviously, and others.
So that five you got, which is pretty good.
Halfway.
And so who runs the radio station then? No one's a professional here.
No, no one's a professional. This is what happened when we first set it up, apparently, before my time. But the idea was of Julian Mellors. He read an article about radio regen in Manchester city centre. And obviously he thought it'd be a great idea for Wyvie, but, you know, it's a little town. Will we be able to do it? So he had this meeting. Everyone pitched up and they said, OK, who's in charge then? And he said, well, you will be in charge. Yeah, but who will be running it? You will be running it. So that's what it absolutely is. It's people of this community, all volunteers, broadcasting, doing the behind-the-scenes stuff, doing the technical. We were very lucky when we set up that we had lots of help from Philip Knighton, who people may know from the area. He was a great help to us. And that's how we muddle along.
So you're on air 24 hours a day, but there's not necessarily somebody here 24 hours.
You have to be on air 24 hours a day. Ofcom stipulate that.
They're quite bossy, Ofcom, aren't they?
They are a little bit, yeah.
But we like them. We love them dearly.
Yeah.
I think they look after the BBC now as well, so we have to stay on their good side.
Well, we particularly like them because we've been going now live and on air 24/7 since 2008, and we've just applied for our third 5-year licence, and we've got it. So starting January next year, we'll be on our third Ofcom licence.
10 Radio is still here.
Yes.
What kind of people listen to 10 Radio?
Well, we'd like to think everyone is listening to 10 Radio that aren't listening to BBC Somerset, you know.
There's room for us all.
Yeah, of course, yeah. But we've got lots of dedicated listeners. An example, the other day, we had a gentleman come in with a donation, a sizable donation for 10 Radio, because his mum used to listen. She came from this area. She lost her husband, had to go into a care home. And we were a great, 10 Radio was a great comfort to her. So he came in with that, which was really nice.
And it is lovely, isn't it, to know that you are that important in people's lives?
Yeah, you can't imagine it when you're doing it. When you're sat in this little room talking to yourself, it's such an intimate thing, radio, isn't it? You're really in people's homes.
Well, also, depending on the time you're on, people might just hear it because they're busy doing other stuff, or they might actually be proper listening and hanging on your every word. I don't think they do that when I'm on the radio at all, but I bet they do when you do.
We can live in hope, can't we, Simon?
Yeah, it's a misplaced hope, definitely.
Barry Summers at 10 Radio, so he's invited me in. We've been in reception chatting. Should we go into the studio? Yeah, let's. And we are in the foyer of 10 Radio, the community radio station. Barry Summers has been telling me how things work, who the listeners are. Now it's time to go to the place where it all happens.
So let's walk now into the studio. And I can tell it's a studio because you've got a big glass window. And then we're through the door. Now, look, there's some old-fashioned records in here. You don't still play records, surely?
We do. We have two decks. Look, we have a guy who loves his vinyl. He does a reggae show, calls himself Vinyl Richie, and he comes in on his Sunday and he plays all vinyl singles. So, I mean, that's good for fitness levels, if nothing else, because he has to run around the back here, cue it up, round back there, and off he goes.
Took me a minute then to get the Vinyl Richie connection. That's great. So, look, you've got cassettes as well. And you've got a couple of microphones. And this is very like a radio studio that we have at BBC Somerset. And it's just a sort of a whole load of faders and knobs and twiddly stuff. At the minute, I can see the meters are sort of bobbling away, but there's nothing on anywhere. So that's because it's coming by magic from the computer.
Yes, and that's because we have neighbours. We have In The Mix, our youth project next door. So we don't want to disturb them. But if I just turn this up here now, our monitors, we can hear what's going out now.
What is that strange twiddly song?
I've got no idea.
It's great, whatever it is. So let's just talk about your neighbours In The Mix. Who are they then?
Well, they're next door and they're the youth project here in Wiveliscombe. So we like to keep on side of them.
So now, when will the next live programme be going out? Because in real time here, it's, what is it, Thursday afternoon, and it's about 20 past two.
Okay, so as we're all volunteers, very often people can only do this after work. So 5 o'clock will be the next one, which is Ignite Somerset, Art on the Radio. That's our friends over at Somerset Film over at Bridgewater. They come in and do an hour. And then we've got a Sounds of the 70s show, and then a folk show, and then on through the evening.
So a more varied programme schedule than perhaps you get on a station like the one I work for or any of the other ones on the BBC.
Yeah, it sort of grows up organically because it's when people have the time to do their show, and there are no playlists, so we don't tell people what to play, so it's absolutely what they want.
But don't that mean that sometimes you run the risk of them playing really rubbish songs and stuff?
Yeah, there is that danger, and it's difficult for the listener maybe listening to it because you like your classical, you hear the classical show and then we're off on to punk music or something, you know. So it is varied, but that's just the nature of community radio.
But also you might find something that you didn't think you would like that you actually do like.
Absolutely, yeah, you learn from it.
When is your programme on?
Mine is on Thursday, which is a heavy metal show.
Oh, so now, because it is Thursday today, so that's tonight then?
Yeah.
And what time do they trust you to broadcast these loud rocks?
Nine until 11.
Okay. And what kind of things have you got on the show for today?
Oh, a bit of Iron Maiden, Metallica, that sort of thing.
It's one of those things that you kind of forget. It's still big and important, because when I was growing up, massive, people had hair, much like yours, Barry, if you don't mind me saying. I'll tell you what, let's do... It's not necessarily kind of bringing together the two radio stations, but name a song that you're going to play on your show tonight that I could play on BBC Somerset and we won't get Ofcom complaining about the songs that we play.
Let's play Whitesnake, Here I Go Again.
That's a great song. Thank you very much for showing me around.
Thank you.
Any chance of a job here?
Anytime, Simon.
Anytime. Okay, right, let's just get my agent onto this. I'll just give him a call.